We're continuing our Dream Team interview series. We're going to focus now on girls soccer and speak with one of the Dream Teamers in that sport in the spring of 2018. Kirsten Jannen joins us on the line. She is a Perryville Pirate, and she was named as one of five Dream Teamers this year for girls soccer. She joins us now. Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. And when you first found out that you were on the Dream Team, how did you feel?
I was actually very shocked and excited all at the same time because I did not know that I would be chosen.
And how was the reaction both from you and also from the people around you, your teammates, your coaches, your family?
I think everyone was pretty excited, and they were glad that I got this award because I worked very hard for it.
And it certainly was a good junior season for you. You were able to get 16 goals and 10 assists, one of the top point getters for Perryville's girls soccer team this year. And what was really the key to putting together a good junior season for you?
We had a lot of girls come out and work hard, and we have a really big junior class. So, and we all meshed very well. So we were able to fit well together, and our chemistry was very good.
You were telling me earlier that last year you were suffering from an injury, but this year you were able to come back. How did you remedy that and put together a good year after coming back from last year's injury?
I went to rehab and worked really hard on strengthening my foot, and came out to camps in the summer, and that helped me get back.
Were there any times where you were kind of thinking about it, or did it not really bother you this year?
Sometimes it would I would think about it, but then other times I wouldn't because I broke my foot while playing basketball, not soccer. So playing basketball scared me more than playing soccer.
Focusing on your girls' soccer season, what was really the role that you were entrusted as far as what your coach wanted to do this year?
I think he wanted me to play in the middle and be a strong presence in there while holding the ball and making simple passes and easy passes. And I got chosen as captain, so I think he wanted me to be the voice of the field and tell everyone what to do and get everything organized.
Who were really some big influences for you as you put together the season that you did for Perryville? Were there any coaches in particular or teammates or anybody that really helped you out this year?
I know my club coaches helped me out a lot by getting me prepared for high school season. But overall, my high school teammates always were there through everything, and I cannot thank them enough. And they kept me going throughout the season, and they always made everything fun, so that's always good.
That's awesome. And so you'll be returning next year. You'll be a senior. You'll continue to be the team captain for the team. What's your outlook for the 2019 girls soccer season for you?
My coach spoke about our goals that we had this season, and I think that we just want to complete the last goal on our list, which is to win districts, which we came in second this past year, and continue to reach all of our other goals that we had in store.
Do you have anybody that you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
I would just like to thank my friends and family for helping supporting me throughout my lifetime. And I would like to thank my old basketball coach, Coach Goodson, for pushing me in every aspect of life.
That's great. Hey, Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us today. And once again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you very much.
That's Kirsten Jannen. She is a Perryville Pirate. She made the Dream Team this year in girls soccer, and she joins us today on Regional Radio.